We are on agenda item 9, Jennifer Bonneville. Mr. Stagg.
Commissioner. This is two oyster grant applications in the name of Jennifer Bonneville. One for 150 acres and one for 100 acres, both in the York River, one on the Gloucester side of the river, and one on the York County side. Both applications are protested by Mr. Billy Bonneville. We did receive these applications in 2013. They have both been subjected to a public interest review. We have surveyed both applications in the field. Plats have been made, and I have done the approval as required by the code. And then they cannot be assigned for 30 days after I've approved the plat. Again, as I've done in the past on ones that are protested like this, we try to go through the full process so that if the commission approves them, you know, they can be assigned almost immediately after the meeting. I did approve these on September the 3rd, so they wouldn't be able to be assigned until after the 1st of October. These are both in the York River. As you can see, these are the applications on the outside edge of public ground and existing leases. This is aerial photography of the area. This is Naval Weapons Station. This is their pier. There is a restricted area in here, so the application doesn't come down that far on this side. This is a chart superimposed with the leases. The channel of the York River runs in this area, the deepest area. Neither one of these are in the channel proper. We would not lease the channel area of the York River. After doing the public interest review on March the 5th, we did receive a protest from Mr. Billy L. Bonneville. At that time, he stated his objections to be that these areas have always been public and should remain public, and the leasing of these areas could interfere with other uses such as crabbing. We did respond to Mr. Bonneville in a letter dated March 14th, indicating that traditional crabbing activities such as crab potting would not be excluded over any leases, and that crab stands would not be supported in this location because it's too far offshore and too deep of water. I then spoke to Mr. Billy Bonneville in July of this year, at which time he reiterated his objections to any additional leases in the York River and took the stand that any area not currently leased in the York River should remain open to the public. As part of our public interest review, we did consult with our repletion department. I also sent an email to law enforcement to see if they had any concerns with either one of these applications. And the repletion department, Dr. Jim Wesson, did indicate that he believed the areas of these applications were too deep for successful oyster cultivation by planting shells, and that anoxia would kill everything on the bottom due to the depth in this location. He also noted that floating cages in the middle of the river would be problematic, and that this person that supplied has no history of using such type apparatus. However, we did confirm with the applicant that they did not, under our oyster use questionnaire that we require all applicants to fill out, that they were not proposing to use either floating cages or on-bottom cages at this location. However, based on repletion's concerns, we do have some additional concerns related to that and to enforcement of this by law enforcement. We believe that this would present challenges for law enforcement since it's the application on the Gloucester side is on the outside of the existing public ground. This is all public ground. It would be the only lease in this area on that side of the public ground. And additionally, the lease application on the York County side, about half of it borders an existing public ground, and the other half actually borders existing leases. We believe the same challenges are true for each area. However, the area to the north that borders existing ground, this is superimposed a chart, but I've made it so you can see through the area. As you can see, the depths in this area are shallower. Depths down here are like 20 to 30 feet. But starting right at the public ground line, there are some areas that are much shallower, as 10 and 11 feet. This is 8 feet, which are similar to depths of the adjacent leases and many, many other leases in the York River. So I did talk to Jim Wesson about that, and you can see that, you know, that might not be an issue in this section of the application because the depths are much less. I spoke to Jeremy Bonneville, who is the applicant's husband, this morning. He cannot be here today. He's in court related to his boat being stolen a few months ago. And is in court over that. I think some teenagers stole his boat. And he indicated that he could not be here. He also indicated that while he was not happy that we were not recommending leasing some of these areas, that he was willing to accept staff's recommendation, which I'll get to in a moment. As for Mr. Billy Bonneville's protest, I don't think the commission has ever taken action not to lease ground on the basis that we should stop leasing in an entire river, which is basically his final argument, that he believes we've already leased too much ground in the York River and that we should not lease any additional ground. It should be left open to the public. While I can't say that's not a valid protest, staff doesn't support that position. We believe there are still areas in all of our water bodies that are potentially leasable, certainly subject to commission approval. So having said that, I don't know if Mr. Billy Bonneville is here or not, but our suggestion is these are the plats that I approved, which are very similar to what you've just seen on the application. This one's just turned so the north is not oriented the same as you saw. But this is basically the area we're suggesting leasing, which would be the northern part of the application on the York County side, beginning at the existing public ground corner, which is right here, going offshore, sort of perpendicular to the shoreline here, this area, which is the shallowest of all the application areas. We're recommending not leasing the southern section of this or the other application to the east that's on the Gloucester side of the river. This area would be 84.52 acres, which is about half of that application area, which was 150-acre application. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Stagg? All right. Thank you, Ben. Is Jennifer Bonneville present?
I don't think either one of them. I think they were probably going to court together.
So. All right. Is Billy Bonneville present? Is there anyone who wishes to be heard on this matter? For or against? All right. Matters before the commission.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Irvin.
I have a question maybe for Ben. In some of the, not the proposed staff recommendation, but the plat files that you had, it seems to be rather narrow application. Do you know the width? Average width of
it looks narrow because it's such a large reach of the river.
Uh-huh.
I think the smallest dimension on it is somewhere around 500 to 600 feet wide.
Okay.
It's definitely large enough to dredge.
Okay.
That's probably what the Bonnevilles was proposing to do on this, is to dredge it.
Okay.
But the scale to get that long of an area in the river that's 200 acres, and you have to scale it down quite a bit. So it looks a little different than the flats you're used to seeing, which are at a different scale. But yeah, we did look at that to make sure that it was reasonable. Had we recommended leasing the entire area as we surveyed, that it was wide enough to actually dredge. But for other reasons, we deemed it was probably not warranted.
I think we have enough information here to make a decision. But just to be clear, if we wanted to, could we delay this until the applicant could be here?
Could. And I offered that to Jeremy this morning, and to his wife. I hope she was there with him. And his position was, while he would really like to get the entire areas that he applied for, that this has been delayed for quite a few months due to the protest of Mr. Bonneville and trying to work those out. He doesn't really want to wait another month. He would just He said he was willing to accept staff's recommendation to get that northern area. He could get it approved today. We could go ahead and assign it at the first of the month, and he could possibly work it versus waiting a month and coming down and speaking.
Mr. Erskine, did you have?
I just had a comment. I think, you know, this maybe alleviates some of the concerns by the Conservation Replenishment Department about the depth of some of the other areas, and it removes maybe the potential conflict abutting public ground. And for those reasons, I would be willing to accept staff recommendation, make a motion for that.
Is there a second to the motion?
Dr. Wesson's here if you want to ask any questions about that.
Is there a second to the motion to approve the staff recommendation?
I'll second it.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously, and the staff recommendation approved. Thank you.